I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is March 1st, 2009. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today, from the website of the Skeptic Dictionary, we tackle the subject of the Landmark Forum. Landmark Forum is a large group awareness training program in which up to 150 people take a seminar together aimed at helping them realize their true potential. Landmark Forum began in 1985 by those who had purchased the EST technology from Werner Erhard. In 1991, the group changed its name to Landmark Education Corporation, also known as LEC, which continues to offer the Landmark Forum training along with several other programs emphasizing communication and productivity. Erhard's brother, Harry Rosenberg, heads LEC, which does some $50 million a year in business and has attracted some 300,000 participants. LEC is headquartered in San Francisco, as was EST, and has 42 offices in 11 countries. Apparently, however, Erhard is not involved in the operation of LEC. LEC is aimed at New Age explorers of the 1990s, not the flower children from the 60s and 70s who were attracted to EST. The search for it, which characterized EST, is out. Also out is the Zen Master approach of EST, which was often abusive, profane, demeaning, and authoritarian. The forum is apparently just as authoritarian as EST, but not as profane or abusive. LEC aims to help people transform their lives by teaching them specific communication and life skills along with some heavy philosophical training. The advertised goals of LEC seem very grand and very vague. The programs are hailed as original, innovative, and effective. They allow participants to produce extraordinary and even miraculous results and provide a useful, practical, new freedom which brings a quality of effectiveness and plan to one's everyday life. Landmark is dedicated to empowering people in generating unlimited possibilities and making a difference. Our work provides limitless opportunities for growth and development for individuals, relationships, families, communities, businesses, institutions, and society as a whole. They are successful and internationally recognized. They are committed to generating extraordinary communication, powerful listening, and committed speaking that results in self-expression and fulfillment. Landmark is exciting, challenging, and enjoyable. Well-being, self-expression, accountability, and integrity are the tenets upon which we stand. This stand leads to our extraordinary customer, assistant, and employee satisfaction. And of course, LEC wants to help you fulfill all your human potential, your capacity to create, generate, invent, and design from nothing. I have never attended a session of either EST or Landmark, but from what I can gather from those who have, the experience is not likely to be dull. Jill Capuzzo writes that other seminars may offer supportive hugs. This one hits you between the eyes. She also claims that one of the most irritating aspects of the forum is the hard sell to sign up future participants. Leaders encourage people to bring friends and family to a session to help celebrate their newfound love of life and invite them to enroll in the next available weekend. Capuzzo claims that 20% of the participants in her sessions brought visitors to the open session, and nearly half the original participants signed up for an advanced course. Andy Testa, on the other hand, posted an account of his experience with Landmark Forum in which he claims that he was hounded by recruiters who insisted that his resistance was proof that he needed their help. Some people claim to have had breakdowns after attending such programs as Landmark Forum. According to Robert Howe, Stephanie Ney, 45, claims that a two-day landmark forum seminar stripped her of her natural psychological defenses and unleashed the specter of a failed relationship with her father, leading to a nervous breakdown and commitment to a psychiatric clinic. Yet many of those who seek out cults like Scientology or self-help programs such as Landmark are troubled already. Some are deeply troubled, and the training might send them over the edge. But whose fault is that? Such people might have gone to the movies and been pushed over the edge. Like Heinrich Pomerinke, who was a rapist, abuser, and mass slayer of women in Germany. He was prompted to his series of ghastly deeds by Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments. A woman who took EST when she was 17 wrote, "The intent of these seminars is to dig in deeply without providing any aftercare. In that sense, they are responsible. They are taking money knowing what they are trying for, not allowing people's natural defenses to operate that tell them when it's a good idea to dig. Then the programmers walk away. Even for non-deeply troubled people, this is a concern, and the impact can be negative. Programmers should be trained to handle troubled people and should know that they can't push every participant to the same degree without occasional disastrous results." Another participant describes his forum experience as the most powerful and dangerous experience in my life. He claims that he was so disoriented after the seminar that he couldn't work for 3 days. He claims that those 3 days after my forum were a living hell, unlike anything I had experienced in 21 years of formal training and 6 years of medical residency in New York City. However, this participant also said that he would do it again. A Hare Krishna devotee advises fellow spiritual travelers to take the LEC training. He claims that the average person reports that landmark seminars change lives for the better by bringing about improved effectiveness in relating to others, increased personal productivity, greater self-confidence, help in making good decisions by learning how to identify what's really important in life, and help in learning how to live a more satisfying life without making life more complicated. He thinks Landmark can help people achieve transcendental realization. Paul Derengowski, formerly of the Christian cult watch group Watchman.org, thinks that Landmark has theological implications. "Since the training seems to emphasize that one's past and current beliefs are hindering self-growth, it is easy to see why defenders of traditional religions would fear such programs as Landmark Forum. In effect, to those who are members of traditional faiths, programs such as Landmark are saying, your religion is a hindrance to becoming your true self. There is evidence that many of those who sign up for LGAT programs such as Landmark Forum are having major problems in their lives. A study was conducted to assess the psychosocial characteristics of individuals who become involved in large group awareness training programs. Prospective participants in the forum, which had been classified as a large group training program, were compared with non-participating peers and with available normative samples. On measures of well-being, negative life events, social support, and philosophical orientation, results revealed that prospective participants were significantly more distressed than peer and normative samples of community residents and had a higher level of impact of recent negative life events compared with peer samples. People who are having problems, are dissatisfied, feel unfulfilled, desire direction, are the kind of people who sign up for seminars that will help them. It is almost inevitable that the vast majority of people who would get involved be in some sort of distress. Likewise, by regression, we would expect many people to have upswings and experience fewer problems, be more satisfied and fulfilled, feel less lost, etc. After periods of distress, it is predictable that many participants in self-growth programs will attribute their sense of improvement to the programs they've taken, but much of their reasoning may be matched by improved behavior. Just because they feel they've benefited doesn't mean they have. Research has shown that the feelings of having benefited greatly from participation in one of these seminars do not correspond to beneficial changes in behavior. While some landmark participants may have had breakdowns after their training, it would be a mistake to infer that large numbers of emotionally imbalanced people are signing up for the program. Based on psychic distress symptoms and impairment measures, those who sought out growth groups were not overly represented by those who were particularly disturbed or impaired in their lives. In fairness, it is also post hoc reasoning to assume that very disturbed individuals who deteriorate rapidly after attending these seminars do so because of their participation. Those in need of psychotherapy should not be participating in these programs. They may be too intense for the emotionally fragile. It is not without good reason that Landmark Forum requires prospective participants to sign a statement declaring that, to the best of their knowledge, they are mentally and physically well. This gives notice that the program is not for the mentally or physically unstable. It also may protect Landmark from legal action should a client have a breakdown after attending the forum. But there is no guarantee that such a signed statement would necessarily exculpate Landmark should it be charged with causing someone's mental or physical breakdown. The training emphasizes not only how to communicate better, but how to relate better to those around you, as it forces the participant to reflect on and examine his or her life. Such courses, if they are really good, will inspire many people to create themselves anew. Many will see positive effects immediately. In fact, many are so impressed that they want to share the experience with others. They become zealots and recruiters for the program. Part of their zealotry, however, derives from the intense pressure put on them to bring their friends and family into the program and to sign up for follow-up courses. The main marketing tool Landmark uses is high-pressure direct contact with participants, including phone calls that border on harassment, according to some participants. Some critics even think that recruitment is the main goal of the program. The varieties of the LEC experience. From what I have read by those who have been involved in EST or Landmark Forum, the experience is at a minimum disrupting and provocative, at best life-transforming. This would indicate that something reaches deep into the emotional life of some participants. Some, like Rabbi Persky, claim that what they are being given are little more than common sense concepts cloaked in esoteric packaging. But what is common sense to an educated and well-read person may seem like golden insights to others. Yet while there must be something of substance to the content of the message, the importance of the messenger and the way the message is delivered cannot be overestimated. The messenger must be believable. He or she must appear sincere. He must exude confidence. She must know how to use her voice and body to get her message across. He must be a master of communication skills. She must have wit and humor. He must be a raconteur. She must not only talk the talk, but appear to clearly walk the walk as well. And he must do it with a large group and utilize the energy and enthusiasm of the group members to infect each other. If he or she is successful, the participants will leave charged up and ready to take on the world. The revival will have revived them. They will leave running on 16 cylinders. They will be tuned up, turbocharged, and empowered to change their lives. That is why so many people feel they have benefited from programs such as Landmark Forum, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, EST, or even Scientology or Amway. The programs have given people a positive direction and focus and surrounded them with like-minded folks for reinforcement. They have helped them achieve peace of mind or to accomplish goals they had been unable to accomplish heretofore. They have helped with personal relationships with spouses and children or helped them justify getting out of relationships with their friends and family. The program has forced them to be more self-conscious, forced them to think and examine their lives, something most people don't do on an ordinary Tuesday. Anytime a rational person reflects on his or her life or on some of the bigger issues in life, it feels good or it puts things in perspective. Either way, it is usually satisfying. Many who take the LEC training feel that Landmark Forum has given them the power and self-esteem they lacked. Some of the good feeling and carryover and behavior may be long-lasting, or it may be temporary, like the rush that follows an inspirational meeting, or the new perception of reality that follows an intense emotional experience. Much of the improvement in feeling may be due to predictable regression and might explain the urge of many participants to want to take the follow-up courses and advanced seminars. These can get quite costly. For example, LEC offers an advanced course for $700 and two advanced courses on communication and power for $1,050. LEC charges $1,700 for the Wisdom Program. And now we go to the science segment. Today's story, the Hubble Telescope. The Hubble has perfect vision again. NASA today released the first photos taken by the space telescope since an instrumental glitch put it out of commission in September. Engineers fixed the problem this week, then got photos of a pair of galaxies about 400 million light years from Earth. The two galaxies look a bit like the number 10, leading mission specialists to call Hubble's feat a perfect 10. The image demonstrated that the camera is working exactly as it was before it went offline. The agency also said today that a shuttle mission to service the telescope, postponed when the recent glitch surfaced, won't take place until May at the earliest. Once that is completed, Hubble should be good to go until 2013. And now the arena goes abroad. We revisit a previous subject. Tanzanian albinos murdered. This from November 4, 2008. Tanzanian albinos are living in terror following 30 murders in the East African nation by people apparently seeking their body parts for witchcraft. The government says most of the killings have happened in the past 10 months. The latest three occurred just after a rally held in Dar es Salaam last month to denounce the practice. Our biggest fear right now is the fear of living. If you leave work at night as an albino, you are unsure of reaching home safely. When you sleep, you are unsure of waking up in one piece. We marched. The president received us, and we said, now we can have some peace. Next morning, we hear yet another albino was killed that very night. The killers sell body parts such as arms, legs, hair, skin, and genitals, according to police. Last month, President Kikwete said those involved in witchcraft, especially in mining and fishing industries, believed these things would enrich them and called it a stupid belief. Local media have reported several incidents of victims who were left bleeding to death. They are cutting us up like chickens, Masimbo said, while pointing to a picture on a wall in her cramped office of a limbless body with the skin on its face peeled off from an incident in 2007. Albinism is the lack of pigmentation in eyes, skin, or hair, making people with the condition more vulnerable to the sun's ultraviolet rays. Tanzania has more than 200,000 albino people in its population of 40 million. The latest killings have brought Tanzania, reputed for its relative stability in the region, unwanted international attention. It was the subject of a September resolution in the European Union Parliament condemning the murders. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Hippocrates, born 460 BCE, died 370 BCE. He lived 90 years. And for those days, that's pretty darn good. He was an ancient Greek physician of the age of Pericles and was considered one of the most outstanding figures in the history of medicine. He is referred to as the father of medicine in recognition of his lasting contributions to the field as the founder of the Hippocratic School of Medicine. This intellectual school revolutionized medicine in ancient Greece, establishing it as a discipline distinct from other fields that it had traditionally been associated with, such as theurgy and philosophy, thus making medicine a profession. However, the achievements of the writers of the corpus, the practitioners of Hippocratic medicine, and the actions of Hippocrates himself are often commingled. Thus, very little is known about what Hippocrates actually thought, wrote, and did. Nevertheless, Hippocrates is commonly portrayed as the paragon of the ancient physician. In particular, he is credited with greatly advancing the systematic study of clinical medicine, summing up the medical knowledge of previous schools, and prescribing practices for physicians through the Hippocratic Oath and other works. And now for the quote from Hippocrates. Men think epilepsy divine, merely because they do not understand it. But if they called everything divine which they do not understand, why, there would be no end of divine things.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.